Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season two on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season one and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season two.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Got any ideas that will work to help your favorite teams? Let them know about it by calling 888-808-1019. Powered by Paramount Plus. Stream every NFL on CBS playoff game. Live on Paramount Plus. Now it's time to power up with BT and Sal.
All right, BT, let's do a little power rankings here, but not of the NFL teams as we head to the divisional round this weekend, of our top five TV show theme songs. This was almost impossible to do. As a matter of fact, we'll have to have a part two at some point down the road. But kick us off. Let's go 5-1.
Okay, descending order.
Yeah, descending order. Give me what you have. Number five, top theme show.
I will. And to your point about having a second part, this is the kind of thing. Now, most of these are staples, but if I did this in 3 months from now, I probably would remember one that I forgot here. All right, number five. Let's go. I used to love this show. I love the open, you know, welcome to Brooklyn, the fourth largest city. You know, that's where I'm from. The trains, McDonald Avenue. I remember one of the opens, there was some dude walking the streets wearing a Ty Cobb baseball satin jacket. I used to play against Ty Cobb all the time. So, I mean, just a million elements of nostalgia. I just loved the Sweat Hogs. I thought it was legitimately funny. It was a diverse, eclectic cast. I mean, this was money. Welcome back, Kyle, to number five.
I'm familiar with the theme song, not as much the show, although I've heard about it. All right, my number five is... Remember the waterfalls and all that
stuff?
Yeah,
okay, this is your thing. I'm going after
you. Were you a Married with Children fan?
Loved it.
I love this show. I remember, I just alluded to it earlier, Sunday nights were a thing in my house. The Simpsons, Married with Children, this song would come on. My parents loved it. I even understood it somehow without fully understanding it. I think it's even funnier now that I am married.
Yeah. Yes, that's funny.
Al, I get you now. I get you, Al. But this was a great theme song, and I just love the opening setting.
Me too.
And then the stamp at the end. That's great.
Boom. How about this? I would guarantee that you feel the same way. I'm not trying to be too crude, but when I'm watching the show, like when I'm 15, 18, I didn't think Peg was attractive at all. Like,
looking back,
she's not bad.
Yeah. Well, come on.
Right?
I know.
Put together all right.
Well, remember, too, from a younger perspective, it was Christina Applegate.
Oh, well, that's, I mean. No, she's great. I love her.
Peg Bundy. Yes. Especially Katie Siegel, I think her name is.
Yes, it is.
And without that hairdo in real life.
Yeah. Yeah. No doubt. All right. Number four. I love this show. Show me that smile. Just good, wholesome family stuff. Kirk Cameron, Joanna Kearns, the mom.
This is a great song.
Yeah, the little brother was a bit of a tool. I don't know if we really needed him around.
But Leonardo DiCaprio in that show as
yes,
well.
Yes, he was. I just remember his buddy Boner, his friend Boner.
Yeah, Growing Pains, of course.
Of course, yes. Growing Pains. And what was the dad's name? The psychiatrist. He passed
Alan
away.
Thicke.
Yeah, he passed away.
The Seavers. They were the Seavers.
Just a great family.
Yeah.
Just a happy family. You know, they listened to mom and dad. They were well educated. They had some money. Good stuff.
All right. Now, remember, I'm not going based off of show here. I'm going
I'm doing both, bud. Because okay, if fine. I love... Yeah, yeah, I got you. I got you. I got
but,
you.
But in this particular one, I liked the show. I didn't love it. It was never my favorite.
Yeah.
But I couldn't leave this theme song off my list. I mean, this is one of the most famous... best theme songs for TV shows ever.
Yes.
I'm not a huge Friends fan. It was always Seinfeld first. Friends was okay. I liked it. I enjoyed it. But this song.
I love the show. I love the song. Yeah. Who sang the song? Do you remember?
The Pretenders?
Well, there was another band. Well, I don't think it was the Pretenders. That's close.
I want to say the Radicals, but I'm
not sure. No, not the Radicals. No, not the Radicals. Maybe it was the Pretenders.
Yeah.
But it was like two words. You're in the neighborhood.
Okay.
Good call. Awesome show.
All right. So number three for you now.
Oh my God. Now, I didn't stumble upon this until syndication. It's got a lot of historical merit, as a matter of fact. If you look this up, if you actually look about, you know, this is the first, and this is why I love it, but it's an interesting fact. This is the first sitcom about an all-black family.
Really?
1972. Yes. CBS. And just, I mean, it was just gritty. I mean, it was a family who had nothing.
This was before the Jeffersons.
Before the Jeffersons, yeah, a couple of years before that. But the song, it's just, the song's got soul. The open, look at it, like the buildings in Chicago. I love the show and I love the song.
Great song. I'm not as familiar with the show. I've obviously heard about it.
Yeah.
The Rembrandts, not the Pretenders.
That's
the Rembrandts,
right.
was the one before.
The Pretenders.
All right. Number three for me. This is an old one. I remember watching it in syndication, but I love the show and I loved this theme song.
Sunday, Monday, happy day. Tuesday, Wednesday, happy days. Thursday, Friday,
let this one go
happy days. The weekend comes, my cycle hums, ready to race to you. Tuesday's
arrived. I mean, come on.
That's good stuff.
I can picture the open.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. This is.
Yeah.
It's hard to even not have that number one, honestly.
I know.
But.
I know. Now, if you stumbled upon Hello Blue, if you stumbled upon Happy Days now, do you keep it on or do you keep flipping? I keep it on.
I actually have not stumbled across it in forever.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I have. I mean, not often. But.
If I did, I would probably keep it on for a little bit just to reminisce and relive it.
Yeah.
So I'd be curious to check
the
that out.
The funny thing, I got a little barbit over this. If you look at the first season, possibly the second season, Fonzie didn't wear a leather jacket. Henry Winkler, you know why?
No.
Think about how much society's changed. The network, I think it was ABC, the network executives deemed it too racy because you had like the greaser element and the bikers and like, you know, crime and stuff. So they didn't want to put a main character in a black leather jacket on primetime TV.
Too controversial.
True story. Yeah.
I mean, that's insane.
Isn't that nuts? All right, number two for me. Now, I love the show, and this was a family show. I mean, it was awesome, and this music was the best.
Now the world don't move to the beat of just one drum.
Drummond doing his thing.
You may not be writing songs.
Mrs. Garrett. What you talking about, Willis? Little guy, Dana Plato. Many of them died. I mean, very tragic.
I used to love that show.
Awesome show.
Love this one. This is a great call.
Uh-huh.
Now, I know we skew older.
Yeah, well, because you're more...
Understand, you're going back in time. My number two is more recent, although you go back to over still 25 years ago, but it's more recent. Hate to leave the classics off, which is why I say we need to do multiple...
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how.
Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Well, versions of this.
Okay.
But I had to put this on my top five. Come on.
Oh, God, I missed this.
Come on, man. You just hear it, and you feel it, and you see Tony drive it. You just...
And now we both live in Jersey, and we're going through Route 3. We're going here. You know, I wasn't thinking cable. Damn it. Damn you.
Honestly, what I did throughout the course of the show, during the breaks, I've been looking at a list of all the songs. I had to have this song.
This is money.
Yeah.
I used to actually, I had the CD, and I used to drive around banging this song. Like, I thought I was Tony. Like, where you going? You go to drop a hit? Go pick up money? What are you doing, dude? All right. Now, this is the kind of show, and again, the music just, it just pops. I'll tell you what it is in a second. But number one, in college, appointment TV. I love the cast. I love the premise. And the opening, it's go time. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I don't care what anybody says. Call me a cornball. I don't care. When you got, you know, Luke and B dapping up before they, you know, as they break it up, the open there. Like, I loved it, dude. I've watched reunion shows. I watched the reboot during COVID when Brandon and Kelly, you know, hooked up in a hotel. This music's the best.
Beverly Hills 90210, of course. I'm with you. I would have probably had this on my list, too. But it was one that we were discussing. We want to have the same songs. But that, I mean, that's a, even when it kicks into that second part.
But I know you love the music. Did you love the show?
I did. When I was a kid.
Who was your favorite character?
Probably Brendan.
Yeah?
Yeah.
He was
Brandon?
Brandon.
Brandon. Like, probably Brandon.
He was a bit of a geek.
He was more...
Nerd.
No, he wasn't a geek. Like, Steve was maybe
a geek. Goody two-shoes a little bit.
See, Luke was too... Luke Perry Dillon. He was too...
Well, he kept it interesting.
Yeah,
he was always
drunk
or he was fighting or... No, he'd be me.
I mean, that's more like, you know, and I'm more probably... Like Brandon,
and you're
like,
a geek. That's true. You got it right the first time.
That is a great song. My number one, and I love this show as well. And I don't know how I could on any list that I would have. This has to be number one. Go ahead, Dove.
Number one.
Oh, dude!
Wow, good
song.
I know it. Number one.
Now this is a story about how my life got flipped
upside down.
Like
although I did love Tatiana Ali, had a major crush on her.
Yeah, I love the whole cast actually. The cast was great.
It was
great
phenomenal. Show. Love the show. I'm not saying it's my favorite combination of show and song, but I think if you're just taking just songs, I love the show, I love the song, but just songs, this one is one I could play as a regular song.
Really?
Consistently. Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, of course.
That's a money call. I didn't even think about that. Yeah. You know what's funny? The dad who was awesome. I always said that he always looked like Mike Jarvis.
Yeah.
Right? With the beard and a big guy.
Yep.
Wow. Now,
Uncle Phil.
Uncle Phil. Yeah. What did we leave out? Like, what was on the cutting room?
What didn't you guys leave out? Yeah. You left out like half the song.
Well, give us some.
I've got
Full House.
Yeah. No, not Full House. I mean, I like
Full House. Perfect Strangers.
No.
Fantastic.
You know which one's that? Like Dukes of Hazzard. That's a great song.
Just a good old boy.
We both left off the Jeffersons. I had it, but
it's a great one.
I know. I just wanted to get my. That's why I said we got to do
a
second
one. What about Mesh?
Yeah, I mean that's one that could be up there.
I always found that depressing.
Yeah, Gary Shandling show.
You familiar with that? I like the show.
The theme.
Wait, how did it go? How did it go?
It's the theme slow, to Gary
right?
Show.
Nah, I don't like that
oh,
theme.
Oh, come on. That was a great theme song.
Yeah.
Would you put Curb on there? I mean, that was classic.
Not for a top five open.
Better than Seinfeld.
Well, we'll do another one.
Yes.
When we do the second iteration.
What about Too Close for Comfort? I know. Not that one. The other one. Too Close for Comfort. He was actually a cartoonist. Ted Knight, who was hysterical. Ted Knight was a great comic actor. And he was an artist in San Francisco with the two daughters. And they lived downstairs.
My two dads? No.
No, not that one. But you said it before with Schneider. Remember the janitor would come up? I never
one
trusted
day at a time.
Him. One day at a time.
Okay, yeah, I had that. Yeah, I had that on my list.
That was a good one, too.
One Day at a Time was good. Sanford and Son
was a good show.
Brady Bunch, Gilligan. Like, there's so many that we don't have time to do the whole thing. As a matter of fact, we should take a break.
Actually,
and get
I think
back
the boss is here saying we should keep on going with it.
Is like this? Earls, are you liking or are you hating?
We have to have part two of that. David's in there. He loves the show.
Hey, finally like something that
we will do part two of that at some point in February or the coming months or whatever before baseball season.
That's good fun, right?
That was a fun power rankings right there. All right, BT. And Sal on the Fan. We'll take a quick break, come back, and get back to your calls here. Talking Vlad, talking Mitch, talking Aaron Glenn to the Jets, whatever's on your mind to close out the show. 888-808-1019.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting the NFL playoffs, buckle up. Betting football's hard enough as it is. We're doing the research for you. So listen to Cash the Ticket with Mike Valeni and I. We'll be dropping new episodes for every single playoff game. And that's going to be storylines leading into it, so some good football stuff, but also the betting nuggets you're looking for. Sides, totals, trends, player props, throw those in there too. Pre-game and post-game, we're going to be all over the postseason. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.